You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Research has shown there has been a large decline in children reading for enjoyment. Many say the impacts of this are great, as reading for pleasure increases children's empathy and introduces them to ideas and experiences that are different from their own. I spoke to the chair of the Storylines Children's Literature Trust, Christine Young, about the importance of this issue and what Storylines does to encourage children to read more for enjoyment. Recent research has shown a decline in children reading for pleasure. What are the impacts of this?
Oh, they're huge, actually. Reading for pleasure is really important in young people's overall academic achievement. It gives them the ability to think critically, to use their imagination. It develops knowledge and empathy of themselves and of others. Reading for pleasure opens young people's minds to the rest of the world and to ideas that they wouldn't otherwise be exposed to. So, as you say, there's a lot of research about the decline in that. There's also a lot of research on how important reading for pleasure is.
What does Storylines do to help children read more for enjoyment?
We've been going for well over 25 years now. Storylines was originally set up to, and still does, encourage young people to engage with books and reading, and especially to engage with New Zealand books and reading. It's really important that young people read books that reflect their own experiences, that resonate with them culturally. The original reason for Storylines was to make sure that there was a strong New Zealand children's literature sector, and that young New Zealanders knew that that existed and actually met and engaged with the people who create those books for them, because we know that that excites them about then reading more of those books.
How does reading for pleasure improve children's development?
Well, the research indicates that it provides a foundation for critical digital and information literacy. It improves and builds their psychological well-being, and it can be relaxing and just provide an escape. It's really important to have some downtime. So reading is so important, not just reading off your phones, unfortunately, but reading just in a relaxing kind of way is really important as well, and just kind of de-stresses. So, and this has been recognised. The refreshed New Zealand curriculum includes reading for pleasure as part of the curriculum now, and that's critically important. There used to be in schools a lot of emphasis on what was called SSR, sustained silent reading, and kids and their teacher would just quietly read for a period at some stage in the day. That kind of thing is being reintroduced into schools, and of course we're thrilled about that. But really, that's the kind of educational side of it. Storylines is much more about introducing young New Zealanders to New Zealand books and reading, and encouraging them to read, of course. The key way that we do that is through our Storyline story tours. So we take four writers or illustrators, New Zealand writers or illustrators, into schools in various areas around the country. 8 times a year we go on a week-long story tour, and the writers and illustrators go into schools who've requested a visit, and they talk to the kids. Sometimes it's a single classroom, sometimes it's a whole school. Sometimes it's a selected group of kids who have chosen to spend some time talking to an author or illustrator. And these writers go in and they talk about their books, they talk about creating them, they show some of their books, and it's amazing how the kids react. It doesn't matter whether they're preschoolers or 5-year-olds or rangatahi at secondary school. Actually engaging with the person who's created a book and seeing that book and talking about it with the creator really helps make reading and creating books, writing, a much more real and actual thing that they know they can engage in themselves.
What is the importance of reading New Zealand books?
That's critical. And increasingly for young Māori, tamariki and rangatahi, it's critical that they read books in te reo. It allows them to know that it validates their own cultural experience. It actually allows them to extend in their imagination some ideas about their own culture, but it also reflects their culture, and they can see that it's part of the real world. I mean, older people in New Zealand grew up mostly reading books from England, and they weren't real to people who were reading those. What Storylines focuses on is New Zealand books, because those are the ones that resonate most strongly with young New Zealanders. Of course, they have to read other books as well to further extend their reading repertoire, but starting with and having as a core New Zealand books is really important.
What are some things that still need to be done to encourage children reading more for pleasure?
I think there's so much that needs to be done. There are lots of people working on this. I mean, National Library is working very strongly on this and working directly with schools. I think probably parents can act as role models, so that if they read themselves, their children grow up seeing that reading is a valid and very pleasurable occupation. And I think just reintroducing it into schools will actually help kids find out that you can just sit quietly and read for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes or whatever, and you get yourself lost in a story. And so many children are not experiencing that at the moment. There's a lot to be done. A lot of it's to be done in the educational sector, which we're not part of. But also we can do a lot by further encouraging kids to read for pleasure. When we have writers and illustrators in the schools, they can talk about that and about the joy of doing that and how they can do it. And it's going to be one by one, class by class, group by group, whatever. It will take time, but I'm sure we can do it.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I guess I'd like to say about Storylines that we don't just run the story tours. We also run a series of awards for New Zealand writers and illustrators and for New Zealand books. And that's the other part of our ethos, I guess. We want to connect tamariki and rangatahi with New Zealand books and their creators and engage them actively in reading. We also aim to support New Zealand writers and illustrators. We're proud to be part of the Te Awhiriso New Zealand Reading Ambassador for Children and Young People. And that's in partnership with National Library, Creative New Zealand, Read New Zealand, Pōmuramura. And that initiative is appoint someone who also goes to schools, but talks to groups, talks to teachers, talks to anyone who's interested, communities, about the importance of reading and engaging young people with books and reading. So we do as much as we can to get into various forums like that and to be part of initiatives right across the country to emphasise the importance of reading and reading for pleasure.
That was Chair of the Storylines Children's Literature Trust, Christine Young, about the importance of children reading for pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.